Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
That cat is deep.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
This is an incredible scene. The place is going wild.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in history.
Normally he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Every night I went out there, I did it for them.
And every day I do it for you. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and yes, I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 27 years. And today, we talk boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Radio Network. Of course, last night, the IBF Super Middleweight Championship, of course, a paper title considering Andre Ward, the Olympic gold medalist from 2004, is the recognized world champion at 25-0 with 13 KOs. But one of the guys he beat last night, Carl Froch, one of the guys he beat in that Showtime Super 6 Super Middleweight Tournament, Froch went to 29-2 with 21 KOs with a fifth-round knockout over Lucien Brut. Brut, out of Romania, now living in Montreal, came in at 30-0, left at 30-1, 24 KOs. I mean, he just beat him from pillar to post for the most of the fight. The fight ended in the fifth round. It was a fight where one guy was given, one guy was taken. Brut had a suspect chin, was knocked out brutally in the amateurs, was knocked out by Lebrado Andrade, and of course the referee sort of saved him by allowing the fight to continue. You can't be saved after the bell. But yet up there in Canada, they do those kind of things. That's why Andre Ward didn't want to go to Canada and fight Lucien Brut. Remember about that? We talked about that with Andre a couple of months ago. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Lots of boxing to talk about. We'll talk about boxing in the first 25 minutes of the show or so, and then we'll go to MMA. Of course, last night, UFC 146, and my main man, Junior Dos Santos, remaining the UFC heavyweight champion of the world, stopping a very game Frank Mir. But the bottom line is, nobody is in Junior Dos Santos' league, not right now, in the UFC heavyweight division. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're also broadcasting live on Facebook.com/Ring Talk. Hit the Ustream button. You can watch a show live here from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey, man. Just want to say thanks for helping me move.
Whoa, are you giving me a thank you present?
What? Guys don't give guys thank you presents. These are just the new loaded cheddar and bacon potato skin ruffles. They taste like actual delicious potato skins, melted cheese and all.
So they're not a thank you present?
Of course not. Wait, are you crying?
No. It's just the nicest non-thank you present I've ever gotten.
Ruffles. Snack like you mean it.
When you go to the game, do you need an oxygen tank for your nosebleed seats? There has to be a better way. Visit scorebig.com and save up to 60% on great seats to baseball, NBA, NFL, concerts, and more. That's right, great seats for your favorite teams and shows, all at a price that is right for you. Every ticket on scorebig.com is below box office price, and you'll never pay any fees. Guaranteed. Get VIP seats at nosebleed prices at scorebig.com. Plus, enter promo code USA and save at least 30%. Scorebig.com.
Can I give you some advice?
I'd appreciate that.
You're going to find a trainer either in this gym or somewhere else that's going to want to train a girl. It's the latest freak show out there. But the only trouble is they're going to be wasting your time because you're too old.
I don't feel that old.
Well, neither do I, but you don't see me fighting 21-year-olds, do you? It takes about 4 years to train a fighter. How old are you?
31 until my next birthday.
Well, there you go, 31. You wouldn't start training to be a ballerina at 31 now, would you?
Ara been working it for 3 years.
And you can't hit a speed bag? What kind of training is that?
Never had any, boss.
Ah, the harmonizing of the mighty Tower of Power there with David Garibaldi on drums, of course, ranked number 26 in all time, of all time by Rolling Stone magazine, one of the greatest drummers in the history of music. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. An aspiring drum teacher, a boxing writer, a boxing trainer, he's sort of done it all, he wears a lot of hats. We're talking about Johnny Signorella. What's up, big time, John?
What's up, Pedro? Thanks for having me on today, brother.
Pleasure, man. First of all, let's talk about all the heat you've been taking all week regarding this message you sent out there to Lamont Peterson and Andre Berto regarding these steroids. First of all, I want to say about Berto, I couldn't believe that anybody would knowingly take a steroid that would stay in your system for 2 years. Nandrolone or Nandrolone, whichever you want to call it, is an old archaic steroid sort of used back in the days of the Soviets and this and that. It's an animal-based steroid, and the bottom line is most guys wouldn't take that because of the fact it stays in your system for 2 years. So I don't know, you know, Victor Conti, who is his advisor, the former mad scientist that rigged the 2000 Olympics, a man that helped Barry Bonds hit like 900 home runs, all that kind of good stuff. Of course, he's reformed himself now, and he's running Snacks, Sports Nutrition for Advanced Conditioning down there in San Carlos, California. And, you know, he's been working with Berto, and then Berto had that torn tricep, which is a sort of an indicator of steroid use. Usually when guys get torn triceps, they've been using steroids. But then he heals himself off that, and he gets caught with his Nandrolone in the system. Conti says it's an accident. He says that somehow that he took a supplement or something like that where some Nandrolone was left in the manufacturing system. I don't know. How do you feel about this whole thing? Talk to me about steroids.
In regards to Berto, no one's ever claimed that he's the smartest person on the planet. Otherwise, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. You know, like I tell you all the time, the sport has its own problems, enough problems as it is. It doesn't have room for nonsense like this. Obviously, he's very suspect. I've heard things going back to a couple of years ago about Berto using. Now it finally came out. It just happened to be underneath this product. You know, of course, with the association of Conti, which I don't believe he had anything to do with. I think, you know, Victor's cleaned himself up, made a good account for himself with sports nutrition in modern times. And like I said, you know, I was calling these guys out. This is my sport, and it's having a great year. I mean, look at last night, Carl Froch and Boutte, which we're going to talk about soon. What a fight that was. And every single week we're getting a nice, dramatic fight, whether it be knockout or a good, solid 12 rounds of boxing. And then we're looking forward to these other fights to come up that are big with Berto and, of course, Peterson with Khan there. And then that gets scrapped because these guys, they can't play within the rules. And I called them out saying, you know what, you cheated to get where you are. Barry Bonds ain't going to hit 75 home runs natural. It's just not going to happen. And I believe maybe, and I don't even think Berto's that good. Here's what's up. But I don't think he's as good as he is if he's not juicing. And Lamont Peterson, same thing to you. And like I said, F these guys, get out of here. We don't have room for it. They should not be allowed to earn another cent in the boxing ring. Give it to someone else.
Okay, but so where do you go when it comes to testing then? How do we test guys? Do we test guys in the top 10? Do we test guys in the top 12? Do we test everybody? Because if we tested everybody, I mean, I'm going to hear the old same old story that promoters have been telling me for years. We're going to lose money. We're not going to make any money.
We're going to lose money, and we might not have a sport, because I do believe a lot of these guys are on it. And so what are they going to do, suspend everyone? I feel the same way about the NFL. If they lined them up like that and checked everyone out, man, you might not have football.
Baseball,
you know? Unfortunately,
too.
This is baseball, too. And unfortunately, this is modern times. Like, here's what's up. I'm glad you brought up baseball. I love how back, I think it was 96, 97, whatever, when the Yankees are winning 114 games and baseball's on its comeback after, you know, with the strike and all that stuff. And then, you know, Barry Bonds and, McGuire and Sosa are banging them out left and right. It was good for them then, and they knew it. They turned a blind eye to it. But then, of course, once the public started taking notice, whatever, they had to crack down, put the smack down, start finding people, start putting asterisks next to records. They're talking about that and all that kind of good stuff. You know, but it's unfortunate that this is the modern times we live in. A lot of these guys aren't clean. It is what it is.
Okay.
If you can accept it, you could be a fan of it, I guess, to a certain degree.
We're talking with John Signorella about the use of steroids, particularly in boxing, but obviously, you know, it's progressed to other sports, golf, baseball, the NFL, the NBA to an extent. I mean, I can go on and on and on, but every sport is using, is trying to get some type of edge. And I think EPO is, you know, probably the best edge you can get, because if you can put, you and I talked about this, if you can put 45% more oxygen in your bloodstream, you could train 45% harder, recover 45% faster, fight 45% harder. I mean, good God, imagine the monsters.
Right there, Pedro.
What?
Yeah, what you said right there is recovery. A lot of people, when they associate, you know, the word steroids to sports, they think about just strength. They think about lifting weight. No, man. It heals your body so much faster. You could double your efforts in agility and the amount of power in your shots for boxing, or whether it be for baseball, hit a home run, or football, run or throw it. People don't understand how the all-encompassing effects this thing has. It's not just about strength.
Okay. Got a question for you. You know, I used to call fights for Dan Duva by myself, the old Don Dumphy way, Howard Cosell. In other words, it was just me. Dan Duva would call me into Sacramento, California, do fights like Ike Bayabuchi and David Tua back in 1997, which was probably the greatest heavyweight fight of all time. I mean,
great
as far
fight.
As punches were thrown, I mean, I was just blown away by it. But, you know, back in the day, Don Dumphy, Howard Cosell, Don Dumphy could do a live fight on the radio, and he could bring you there. He could bring you in the ring. He could describe it, this and that. You think this idea of having four or five guys on TV like Larry Merchant, the great godfather that he is, of course, he spent some time with me yesterday, but Larry Merchant, Harold Letterman, Jim Lampley, Emmanuel Stewart, Max Kellerman, combining all these guys together, do we have too many voices? Are there too many cooks in the soup now?
I agree. I like back in the day on Showtime when they had Chez and Albert, just two people talking, or the Ferdy Pacheco and of course, Albert as well. That was good. When they do Lampley and Merchant, or Lampley and Emmanuel Stewart, two is enough. Three, it's okay, I think, when you have a guy like a Tarver who's getting really good behind the mic, and a Roy Jones, because I like Jones because he's excitable, you know, and that's what boxing needs. Because if you look at boxing broadcastively, it's like everyone's looking a lot like very old. We need enthusiasm. We need young guys. Kellerman's stepping up a little bit. I like that. He's got the enthusiasm.
Kellerman looks like, he looks like a deer in the headlights. He looks like a deer in the headlights. I mean, he will never be comfortable in front of the camera. The best he ever did, look, his Fox show was canceled. Okay, he had a show on Fox. It was canceled. It was a bomb. Okay, the best thing he ever did was, besides his father having a whole lot of money, was him doing the ESPN, you know, in the studio thing with Brian Kenny back
around
in the day.
The horn, that was good. Brian Kenny's cool too.
But the around the horn thing, that didn't work at all. I mean, it flopped miserably. I mean, miserably. And of course, his brother died about the same time, so I'm sure that he was distracted. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I don't think that Max Kellerman's that good. I think Max Kellerman's there because of connections and complexions rather than ability.
Right. He's getting better, but it's also good because, again, the youth and the enthusiasm, which boxing needs, okay? Because a lot of these guys, like, you know, people will turn it on. They're like, you know, what's with all these old dudes, you know? They want to associate the people around their age group, or, like, people with their type of lingo. Like, I try to go a little street with my journalism, not to make it about me, but it's, like, to associate the people out there, and that's just really who I am, you know? And I think it's good when you catch someone out there. That's why I like Jones, because a lot of people can associate. He's got a little ghettoism, but at the same time, he calls it very professional.
Yeah, but what about Roy Jones getting knocked out? I understand he's got another fight going coming up.
Yeah, June 30th, and I was actually going to write a piece on this. Roy Jones is one of my favorite fighters of all time. Growing up, heavily influenced me to get into a boxing gym, to be the best athlete I possibly could be, because I think he's one of the more premier athletes when he was at his best, right up there with like a Michael Jordan. I mean, when you think about athletics in the 90s, that's the two people I associate with the most. And here's what's up. He's going to get hurt. And someone's got to put a stop to this, whether it's the sanctioning body's not letting him fight, or how about family members, loved ones, man? I mean, this guy's got his money. He's got his wits. I mean, I heard some crazy reports about him not feeling so good about a couple years ago, possible seizure rumor. And whether that's true or not, but I heard things, rumblings. And you don't want to see a guy like Roy Jones end up, unfortunately getting seriously hurt, because he cannot defend himself anymore. Like, going back to Boutte and Carl Froch, last night, Boutte had two good rounds, and then his legs went out, and I told my boy, I'm like, listen, man, if this guy can't move, he's a stationary target. All he's got is legs and boxing movement. He's going to get killed. He's going to get his head taken off. Roy Jones can't move anymore. That's the position he's in. Once those reflexes are gone, like an Ali, or the only time we're going to see a Mayweather lose a fight is if he loses legs like that, and that natural ability and athleticism diminishes, then you're going to have some serious problems. That's why a guy like Roy Jones cannot compete in boxing anymore.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Johnny Signorella is our guest, so stick around for another segment. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live worldwide. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're also being broadcast live on Facebook.com/Ring Talk. Hit the Ustream button. Watch the broadcast live right here from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the gay, San Francisco, California. Even you can change the mood with a little attitude. Ooh, at the attitude dance.
Ooh, at the attitude dance. Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLore1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLore1.com.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
it immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation.
Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
The darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
A couple of super flies in the house. One's on the line from New Jersey. Of course, he's a drummer. He's a teacher. He teaches music. He teaches boxing. He boxes himself. He's a boxing writer. And then, of course, you got myself, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, often imitated but never duplicated, 27-plus years now of Ring Talk Live worldwide. Johnny Signorelli is our guest, folks. Of course, he is featured at ringtalk.com. He does most of the previews. On occasion, he'll write a commentary piece, which sort of draws a lot of heat. In fact, I got so many bad, how can I put this, four-letter word type of responses to your message to Lamont Peterson and Andre Berto this week that I couldn't publish them, but there are a lot of people out there that thought you were just, like, totally off the wall with this. I didn't think you were off the wall with it, but they did, and I want to get that out of the way. So now that I've addressed that for you detractors out there of Johnny Signorelli, for you detractors, I have given you your 15 seconds of fame. Now we'll talk about Paul Williams, Paul the Punished. They call him the Punisher. I call him the Punished. Paul the Punished Williams is going to take on Saul Alvarez. It looks like it's going to happen in September 15th. Alvarez 40-0, 29 KOs. He was supposed to take on Miguel Cotto, but I guess they're going to push that fight up until 2013, early 2013. Cotto needs a few months off after that rough fight with Mayweather about a month ago. But the bottom line is, Paul Williams and Saul Alvarez, is that a fight or is that just another walk in the park for Alvarez here?
We talked about this in regards to Juan Manuel Lopez with the Salido fight, meaning that he's a shot fighter at a very young age. Paul Williams, I put him in the same category. He might be a little older than Lopez, but I think he should be on the warning list for fighters in boxing that shouldn't box. Suffering a knockout like that and then coming back in his most recent performances, not so good. And what they're doing that fight at what, 154?
154.
No good. You know, this kid's coming up. Alvarez, I don't think he's as big of a puncher as most people think. And he's got a lot of grooming to do. He's 21, don't get me wrong. He's way ahead of where he should be. He's fantastic. And he's only going to get better and better. This will be a good win for him. Maybe a decent-looking fight. I don't know how long Paul Williams is going to last in this fight because Alvarez is a forward fighter. You know, he could get Williams to move back pretty easily in this fight, I would think, and just be the aggressor, bully him, and just, you know, how he keeps his chin in the air the same way Martinez drilled him. That's the blueprint now. That one fighter, the Cuban guy, I can't remember his name. He got jobbed last year against
Aris Landy Lara.
That's right, Lara. You know, he got jobbed, and he took the blueprint that Sergio Martinez put out there. And it's funny, like, once there's a fighter out there like that's beatable in a certain way, like, remember when Mike Tyson was exposed by Buster Douglas? Everyone used that formula, whether it be Holyfield, Danny Williams, whoever got in the ring with him after that was halfway decent or not even decent at all, could just beat Mike by using that blueprint. I think it's out. The book's open on Paul Williams on how to beat him, and I think he's very beatable because I think he's beat up upstairs.
In fact, I'm showing the Paul Williams, Sergio Martinez knockout right now on Facebook.com/ringtalk, the Ustream live button. You can watch the video clip, but of course that was one of the knockout of the century thus far. Of course, the century's only 12 years old, but the bottom line is that was one hell of a knockout. I mean, they could have counted to like 700, and Paul Williams would have not moved.
That was one of the worst knockouts, not only in boxing, but in life in general. I was watching that with a bunch of people, and we all stood up, and we all froze, and it was silence. Because the way his eyes were open and the way he went face down to the mat, oh, man. I thought Paul Williams was dead. I really did. Thank God he wasn't, but that was one hell of a shot.
Okay, speaking of Aris Landy Lara, he's ducked. I mean, we talked about in an article at ringtalk.com, myself and Kevin Perry, I talked about Cuban fighters being the slaves of today's boxing world, the fact that they can't get any play. I mean, they've had the best amateur team for the past quarter century, no question about it. So from the best amateur team, you're going to get the best professionals. And the only one that's really made any money, hasn't made a lot, was Joel Castleman, who are the 1992 Olympic gold medalists. But other guys have come over here, and they continue to get the shafts. I mean, Guillermo Rigano, the 122-pound champion, he can't get a fight. He's 9-0 with 7 KOs.
They should make that happen with Donaire, even though 9-0, again, these Cuban guys, they have such a history of, you know, decorated amateur records of 400, sometimes 500-plus fights or whatever they go through. I mean, that's a hell of a program. You know, a lot of people would say at 9-0, what's he going to do? But you know what? He's been fighting a long time. He has a lot of experience, probably more than most pros do, obviously more than most
Plus,
pros
he's
do.
Knocking guys out with body shots. I consider that exciting. Yeah. When was the last time you saw a body shot knockout?
And people don't realize, too, that you got in the Cuban program, it's more like a professional style of boxing. It's not like the amateur program in America. It's totally different.
Okay, June the 9th, we've got Manny Pacquiao taking on Tim Bradley. Tim Bradley's getting $5 million as a guarantee. Manny Pacquiao's getting $6 million as a guarantee. Is there something wrong with that picture?
That sounds a little light, to be honest with you. Didn't Mayweather just make $20 million a fight Cotto, if I'm not mistaken?
No, Mayweather made close to $45 million a fight Cotto.
Oh.
So, you know, Manny, here's what's up. Manny Pacquiao's net worth is $25 million, okay? Floyd Mayweather made more than that in one night. So who's the smarter of the two? The congressman from the Philippines, the guy that's paying off three promoters, Bob Arum, that Konts guy, Michael Konts from the Philippines, and Golden Boy Promotions, who has got three promoters taking his money, even before the tax man, before Freddie Roach's trainer. I mean, I can't believe it. I think the guy's an intellectual dummy.
He's certainly having a bad run lately. And how they're displaying him right now with this new image and appeal on 24/7 ain't helping him either. You know, but to make $6 million here, with the name that he has, I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. They're going to do that in soda sales.
Well, you know,
it's like, what's going on with that?
But, you know, they're both promoted by Top Rank. But I think that Tim Bradley's maybe a million-dollar fighter if he is that. I mean, he held the crown at 140 pounds, but that doesn't make him a superstar in boxing. And I think to be guaranteed $5 million, you've got to be of a superstar quality.
Yeah, he doesn't draw flies when he fights anyone else outside of known fighters. Even with Devin Alexander, that fight didn't do anything. You know? He's making a good account for himself. As a person, you know, he's selling a good fight. Very humble guy, so it appears. He's talking, you know, a big game, showing a lot of passion and commitment. Let's see what happens when he gets in front of Pacquiao. I'm real interested in seeing more or less. This fight should be all right. I'm not really too overly excited for it. But I'm interested in seeing where Pacquiao is going to be at a full-fledged 147. I'm going to be watching the legs in this fight. I think he's breaking down. I think all the advances in weight class over the years are starting to catch up with him. There's a reason why it hasn't really been done before. And I think the last couple of fights are a strong indication that something's going on with him. I mean, I know the Margarito fight.
He ain't taking the juice no more. He ain't taking the juice no more. That's what it is.
And he's probably not taking the juice no more.
Yeah, let's take it to the Ring Talk phone lines, go to Redwood City and bring in Nick. What's up, big time, Nick? Nick, turn the radio off.
Hey, man, how you doing, Pedro and John? What's going on?
Yeah, I got about 2 minutes, man, so make it quick.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about? The Tim
Bradley.
Yeah, I like Bradley in that fight. I mean, my reasoning is, to me, Pacquiao, you know, his most devastating punches come at angles. I mean, even when he's coming with that straight left, you can kind of see it. And Bradley, to me, has quicker feet. And I don't see Manny Pacquiao getting out and taking advantage of angles on a Tim Bradley.
Bradley's got three hands, though. Bradley has an advantage. He has three hands. Do you know what I mean by that? He headbutts a lot.
Talking about.
Yep.
You know what, though? When that criticism to me is not valid.
Nick.
And let me tell you.
Nah, he's got the whole Holyfield Hopkins thing down on the inside, man. He'll throw two punches. He'll come up with his head.
Nick, I've been butted before. I've been butted before by some guys that were great, great butters, guys that were butt with the side of the head, with the front of their head, the whole nine yards. And I'm going to tell you like this. Tim Bradley is probably the champion head butter in all of boxing right now. And, in fact, if you want to say that he isn't, I think you stand alone there.
Well, let me go back. If you look and you watch some tape replays, and I covered the Devin Alexander fight over there, the most heinous headbutts that he's accused of, if you look at the replays, those guys are coming into him.
Okay.
Nate Campbell put his head down into Tim Bradley. I mean, you can see it. The criticism just isn't valid.
Nick, I appreciate your call. I'm running up here on a hard break. The network says I got a break, so I got a break. But I appreciate your call. I thank you so much for your input. Give me a call sometime. Don't worry about it. Thank you for everything, and, you know, keep up the good work as far as your riding and your training is concerned. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. We're about to shift to MMA. I want to thank my main man, Johnny Signorella, because when it comes to boxing, not too many people know as much as this young man does. Johnny, I want to congratulate you for all the fine work you've done at ringtalk.com, the music workshop. Keep playing those drums, and I'll get Garibaldi to autograph a picture for you.
Pedro, you're the best, man. To all of our listeners, have a great weekend. Be safe, everyone.
All right.
Pedro.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. We shift to the world of mixed martial arts right after this on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
When you go to the game, do you need an oxygen tank for your nosebleed seats? There has to be a better way. Visit scorebig.com and save up to 60% on great seats to baseball, NBA, NFL, concerts, and more. That's right, great seats for your favorite teams and shows, all at a price that is right for you. Every ticket on scorebig.com is below box office price, and you'll never pay any fees. Guaranteed. Get VIP seats at nosebleed prices at scorebig.com. Plus, enter promo code USA and save at least 30%. Scorebig.com.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Aha, A-Team, George Peppard. Remember him? Great actor. You tuned to Ring Talk. Banachek was probably his best work. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Last night, the UFC Heavyweight Championship was on the line this past Saturday. I'm talking about Junior Dos Santos, remaining champion, with a third-round stoppage of Frank Mir, 2 minutes and 4 seconds into the third round. It was all about Santos. Santos doing the stand-up. I'm talking about boxing. I mean, every time Frank Mir, the alleged best submission guy, the best ground guy in the heavyweight division as far as the UFC and MMA is concerned, combined strike force, MMA, K1, the entire, if you throw them all together, okay, Frank Mir is supposed to be the best guy on the ground. Well, guess what? He wasn't. He couldn't get Junior Dos Santos to the ground last night. He tried one time, and after that one time in the first round, he was content to stand and fight with the UFC heavyweight champion, who's probably the best boxer in all of MMA. I mean, he has quick hands. He throws right-hand leads. He's wearing 4-ounce gloves. He started out as a boxer. He thinks he can beat the Klitschkos, and, you know, who am I to doubt him? I mean, last night, he looked great in taking out Frank Mir. Frank Mir now, what, 17-5? Now the champion 15-1, 11 KOs in 15 wins, 11 knockouts in 15 wins. And the co-main event, my buddy Cain Velasquez, been on the show in the past. Of course, he's out of San Jose, California, in the American Kickboxing Academy. He went to 11-1 when he beat up on Antonio Silva. I mean, it was one of the most bloodletting matches I've ever seen in combat sports, and I've been watching combat sports now for almost a half a century, and I kid you not, it was the most bloodletting. I've never seen anybody cut and bleeding that bad in my entire life as Antonio the Giant Silva was last night. And of course, Silva ended up being beat. It was a one-sided fight. There was just no doubt about it. Cain Velasquez stopped him at 136 of the very first round. So Cain Velasquez back on the victory trail. Of course, after losing the UFC heavyweight title last November to the current champion, Junior Dos Santos, in 1:04. Of course, both guys entered that fight hurt. Santos had a broken foot, and Cain Velasquez had a hurt shoulder and a hurt knee. And one of the fan favorites, big country, I'm talking about Roy Nelson. He is big. He's like 255, 260 pounds. He's humongous. Anyway, he cuts weight to get to that weight. He went to 17-7. He threw one punch, an overhand right that connected on Dave Herman's jaw and knocked him out 51 seconds into a scheduled three-round heavyweight fight. Of course, all the fights last night on the main card of UFC 146 live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas were heavyweights. They were all heavyweights. The last top four fights were all about heavyweights. And my man, he's been on the show in the past. Before I get to him, let me get to this. Shane DelRosio, he was boxing and kicking well. He's now 11-1. He came in undefeated, but he rumbled with a guy named Stipe Miocic. You got to keep your eye on Stipe. Stipe might be a guy. I mean, because he pummeled Shane with some nasty elbows, forcing the referee to call the fight off at 2 minutes and 14 seconds of round number 2, again, heavyweights. And my man, LeVar Do or Die Johnson. Why do I say do or die? Because he's never been into the third round. He's 17-6. He either submits you or gets submitted before the first and the second round. Well, he got beat again last night, 65 seconds into the fight. LeVar Johnson, as I said, 17-6. Stefan Struve, 24-5, took some early shots before catching LeVar in an armbar and forcing him into the fight, as I said, 1:05 into the fight. On the undercard, things weren't good for my man Kyle Kingsbury. He got caught in an arm triangle by Glover Teixeira, submitted in the first round. So, you know, I miss, damn, you know, when your friends lose, it's really tough emotionally and to watch this stuff on TV. I watched it on TV, both on Facebook, and then he got on the pay-per-view later. They showed the replay, and it was ugly both times. And the bottom line is, you know, Kyle's got to go back to the drawing board. Also on the undercard, Darren Elkins, a unanimous winner in 3 rounds over Diego Brandeo. That was a bit of an upset. Jamie Varner, TKO1, Edson Barboza. That was a huge upset. Cibe Dolloway, unanimous winner in 3 rounds over Jason Miller. That was, you know, it was an okay fight. Dan Hardy, my man, on the show about a couple of weeks ago, knocked out Dwayne Ludwig in 1 round. The guy from Nottingham, England, place where Carl Froch is from, place where Carl Froch fought last night. Anyway, Carl Froch, of course, he's a boxer. But the bottom line is Dan Hardy was a winner in KO1 over Dwayne Ludwig. Paul Sass submitted Jacob Volkum on the armbar. As I said, Glover Teixeira took out King Kyle Kingsbury with an arm triangle in the first round. And Mike Brown, unanimous winner, three rounds over Daniel Pineda. But wait, wait, we're not done with as far as the UFC MMA type of results are concerned. We had Bellator. The Bellator championships went down Friday night. Of course, the Bellator heavyweight title on the line. Eric Prindle thought to have a chance, had no chance. I mean, Cole Conrad made quick work of him, man. 1 minute, pulled a Kimura, which is a reverse armbar, and ended the fight. 1 minute into the fight, Prindle now 7-1, Conrad 9-0, the heavyweight champion of the Bellator Fighting Championships. In the co-main event, the lightweight tournament finale, Rick Hahn now 14-1, unanimous winner in three rounds over Brian Weidman, now 21-8, scores were 29-28 and 30-27. Hahn captures the Bellator Lightweight Championships 155-pound tournament finale and takes $100,000, I believe, and the vacant lightweight crown. So, you know, hats off to Bjorn Rebney, the CEO of Bellator Fighting Championships, because I think that they're going to be around for a while. And when they sign this new deal, they've already signed a deal. When they go to Spike TV, when they leave MTV2, which is a bogus channel, nobody I know gets it. It's even less than Fuel TV. Okay, MTV2. And Spike.com, I think they were on last night. Anyway, when you leave those platforms and they go to Spike TV, I can see these fights generating a million and a half people. I'm telling you, Spike TV's got it going on. They were the TV network that built themselves and the UFC together. The two came together, and they built a super network. And now, of course, the UFC over at Fox TV. Luis Nogueira, KO3 over Hiroshi Nakamura. That was 158 of the third round. That's on the Bellator undercard. Rich Clemente submitted Derek Campos with a guillotine in 4 minutes and 18 seconds. Kelvin Tiller submitted Jeremiah Briggs with another Kimura. That was in the third round. Derek Arkasin, unanimous winner, three rounds over Blake DeFour. And Jonas Bilstein submits Mike Seale, a rear naked chokehold at 255 of the first round. And the final bout there on that Bellator card was A.J. Matthews, KO2, Charles Rader. The time was 3 minutes and 34 seconds. Now, the woman that's going to change Dana White's mind, President Dana White of the UFC, let's get to him just for a second. Of course, he's been diagnosed with Meniere's disease. Last Wednesday, he was supposed to undergo surgery. He didn't do it. Instead, they're giving him oral medication because had he had the surgery, there was a chance he might go deaf. So they decided they would go with the oral medication instead. Evidently, he's feeling a lot better. He looked pretty good last night. I saw him in the pre-fight and the post-fight press conferences, and he looked like to be the good old regular Dana. But, you know, Dana is against women fighting in the UFC. Well, that's going to come to an end because Ronda Rousey, she'll be on the show in a few weeks, she is the hottest female out there right now. And I mean hot, meaning she can fight, meaning she looks good, meaning she talks a great game. She is the complete package. She is a woman that will bring female mixed martial arts to the masses here in the United States. She's not no steroid monkey like Chris Cyborg Santos. You know, Cyborg Santos thought for years to be on steroids, beat up Gina Carano. Of course, Gina Carano now a movie star with Haywire and this new movie she's filming as I speak, In the Blood. But the bottom line is Cyborg Santos smoked her out in one round, but she beat her up like she was a rag doll. Gina's no rag doll. Gina's pretty strong. Gina can fight, okay? But she couldn't against Cyborg Santos because I believe that Cyborg Santos was taking performance-enhancing drugs, steroids, made her look like a man, looked like she needed to shave about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But the bottom line is last December, she was finally caught, and she's suspended for a year. Now they're talking about maybe putting Ronda Rousey against her sometime in 2013. But Ronda Rousey's next fight is going to be against Sarah Kaufman. Now, they were talking about putting this on the Strikeforce card in July from Oregon, but they're not going to do that now. I think they're going to put her on Fox TV. This is the smartest idea that the UFC and Dana White, the Fertitta brothers, have come up with in a long, long time. Put Ronda Rousey in the main event. Put her on TV. Don't call her a novelty act. She's not a novelty act. My great friend, the genius himself, Dave Meltzer, of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. Of course, the Wrestling Observer radio show airs from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time, Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But the bottom line is, Dave Meltzer called her a novelty act. I don't think she's a novelty act. I think she's the real deal. I think she's a woman, as I said, is going to bring mixed martial arts, female mixed martial arts, to the masses, and they're going to be blown away by her ability. I think the people are just going to be blown away by her ability. She's got the looks. I'll say it again. She's got the talk. She can fight. She's 5-0. Her longest fight went 4 minutes and 57 seconds against Maisha Tate. And, of course, Maisha Tate is a pretty good fighter, but Maisha Tate was no match for her. She almost broke Maisha Tate's arm. Maisha Tate will be out 6 to 8 months with some hyperextended elbow or something like that. But the bottom line is she's 5-0. She was an Olympian, a medalist in 2004 in judo. She knows her stuff. She's 5-0 with 5 arm bar submissions, okay? So Sarah Kaufman, sorry, Sarah, but you're going to be victim number 6. And after that, God knows what limits there will be on Ronda Rousey as far as her popularity is concerned, as far as where she can go in the world of mixed martial arts. As I said, I think she's a little more talented than Gina Carano. I think she's a little bit more talented than Chris Cyborg Santos. She's not taking juice. She's feminine. She's got beautiful legs. She's just a beautiful girl. I met her last week at the Strikeforce card. Of course, that's when Daniel Cormier captured the Strikeforce Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship in the finale against Josh Barnett, winning a unanimous nod, 50-45 on 2 cards, and then 49-46 on the 3rd card. I had it 5-0. One person I know gave the 5th round to Barnett, but I didn't think so. Barnett broke his left hand in the 1st round. Cormier broke his right hand in the 1st round. So the bottom line is both fighters fought hurt, and it was a great fight, and Strikeforce is doing well. God bless Strikeforce, and of course Strikeforce has women, and that's what Dana White. Of course, Dana White owns Zuffa Sports. Dana White is a 10% owner in Zuffa Sports. Zuffa Sports owns the UFC and Strikeforce. Of course, the 13% of that entire cut, the entire package. If Dana's got 10 points, the Dubai government's got 13 points, and their Fertitta brothers, Frank Lorenzo, have 77 points, okay, as far as the entire package is concerned. Now, they've got Strikeforce, and they've got the UFC. I thought they were going to fold Strikeforce. I thought Strikeforce was going to fold, but they just signed a new 2-year contract with Showtime, so they'll be on Showtime for another couple of years. But, you know, the guys that are pigeonholed in Strikeforce, like Gilbert Melendez, the world lightweight champion of Strikeforce, he feels like he's pigeonholed there because he can't make, the kind of money he would make in the UFC if he was to move over to the UFC. So you may see guys like that relinquish their Strikeforce titles and move on to the UFC. But Ronda Rousey, she is a chick that will change. I believe me, she will change the mind, no doubt about it, of Dana White when it comes to women in the UFC. When he sees her drawing power, when he sees her ability to fight, he's already talking about putting her on the Fox show. So he's talking about putting her on the Fox show. He knows. Dana knows. It's time to change. Time to change your mind on that one, Dana. Women belong in the UFC. No question about that. And speaking of women, I'll go off the subject of MMA or going to professional wrestling. Remember China? Remember her, the professional wrestling lady, China? I mean, she was a big star, a superstar in the WWE for a long, long time. And, of course, she had the M1 implant that busted during a wrestling match and all that kind of good stuff. She's famous for a lot of things, but mainly she's famous for dope. I mean, getting high, getting loaded all the time, showing up for events, you know, in a bad state in this now. Anyway, she was at a porn convention last week. She passed out not once, not twice, but thrice. Was in the hospital 3 different times. So kind of wish, I hope to God that she gets her act together, because she was a talented lady at one point in time. But man, passing out 3 times, ending up in the hospital 3 times at a porn convention? You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, activity and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
The baritone saxophone of the funky doctor himself, Stephen McKenzie Kupka. Tower of Power, June 12th and 13th at the San Mateo County Fair, where it all started for them back in 1967. Fedor Emelianenko, remember him? One of the best fighters ever in the world of MMA, considered the best heavyweight for a long time when he was the Pride champion over there in Japan. Anyway, he says he will have his final fight on June 21st with Pedro Rizzo, former UFC fighter, will be in St. Petersburg, Russia. That'll be his final fight. You know, Emelianenko, a hell of a fighter, just couldn't do it when it came to the UFC. Neither could Mirko Krokop. Somehow, fighting in the ring and fighting in the cage are two different things, okay? Some guys just can't convert from one to the other. Krokop and Emelianenko, two guys that just couldn't do it. I mean, they just couldn't. I mean, I wish them all the best. I wish Fedor the best, but it's time for Fedor to hang him up. Mirko Krokop, I think, is going to fight on. Shame on him. John Jones, I mentioned, was arrested for drunk driving, suspicion of drunk driving. Now they're trying to say he was just speeding and things like that. Sounds like a celebrity thing to me. But the bottom line is we'll see what happens when the alcohol blood level test comes back. But at the end of the day, he's probably lost that Nike's sponsorship. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, we are every Saturday at 11 a.m. for 2 hours right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. And then again on Sundays, we are for an hour on the Sports Byline Network. And, of course, the American Forces Network at 11 a.m. as well. So Saturday and Sunday, we're both on the Sports Byline Network. Until next week, until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life.